Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age, the 27th of November, and it's my sign off for a while. We've got a couple different quick things. As you know, there's a lot up in the air worldwide, but just a few things that haven't been totally covered to death by everybody else. First and foremost is the Herschel Walker campaign in Georgia. The attacks have become much more ferocious. The bishop, as we'll call him, the failed preacher, the real estate exploiter and victimizer of various ethnic groups in Georgia, money is still pouring in. As we say, once the election goes into a day after the election, the Democrats win. I hate to see that happen because Warnock is not the best person on the planet. Walker may have had some problems back when he was a football player, but since then he seems to have gotten out of it, unlike other people that I know. I find it condescending that when he's on television, he speaks like he came out of some fine Northeastern school. And then when he gets out there into the neighborhoods, he's dropping his consonants and everything else. I find that to be very pandering to the people in those communities. And what am I going to do, right? What nobody cares about my opinion. But if I were living in those communities and knowing that that guy's going around talking like he's off of some TV show from the 40s or 50s, yeah, I'd be a little like, you know, why, when you go to your private club or your private this or private that or the country club, I don't hear you talking like that. Why are you talking down to us? What is it? Are we of low intellect? Are we people that can't be spoken to any other way? That's totally condescending bullshit. You know, what are you going to do? So that was the thing on the Walker campaign. Elon Musk, going down the list. Elon Musk, savior of the First Amendment, has decided to use his First Amendment privileges to stifle your wishes in the upcoming election. Musk put Donald Trump back onto Twitter, and that was really a virtue signal. He's a master. You know, you got to realize he's still a major monopolist if he can get to it. And, you know, sneaky fuck and everything else. Just because he's got beat up a little bit by Joe Biden people doesn't mean he's any less of a scoundrel, right? Has turned around and said that he would support Governor Ron DeSantis, who is coming under increasing scrutiny here in Florida because of his, I'm not talking to anybody about running up against Donald Trump, but it seems a lot of people have been talking to him about running up against Donald Trump, right? Don't do it, Ron. Talk about the end of a career. It will be. It'll be end of your career. You won't be able to get elected dog catcher in Florida, except for in Palm Beach or Broward counties. Don't be stupid. Don't go with the big money. Mitch McConnell is probably evil. Whatever him and Mitt Romney and everybody are promising you, it isn't going to happen that way. America's tired. And they're tired of seeing guys that supposedly walk the walk and talk the talk turn around and sell out the first 30 pieces of silver they get, right? But that's for you to decide. Having done volunteer work there, on disclosure, I did volunteer work. I worked with people who took off from their regular. I got a fellow took off from his college education just to work that campaign. And if these kind of things came back, you know, you really get the whole there is no Santa Claus in Christmas time mentality. The clever rhinos and Democrats that are crafting this issue will have such a big win-win. They'll have destroyed a potential presidential candidate, if not for 2024, meeting Ron DeSantis. And also, we'll have screwed up the presidency of Donald Trump in 2024, which will stop all reform as we know it. And we will just slide further into socialism until there's nothing left of us. Because if we do not win in 2024, meaning the American public, ain't much left after that. So act accordingly out there, people. You know, if somebody says, oh, yeah, well, tell them to shut the fuck up unless they're communists or socialists. So that was that as well. And lastly, the dickhead woke moron of the year award goes to everybody who went to the World Cup in Qatar. I don't know how you want to talk. They're telling us that the Americans are culturally tone deaf and shit like that. Obviously, they have not seen the fans of World Cup soccer, especially those that are in the Islamic, big I, Islamic country of Qatar. If one more person bitches that there's no alcohol or pussy or whatever it is that they want, they should be thrown out of the country or be decapitated. There's no excuse for the bad behavior. And then the virtue signaling of the people on the field. I think Germany's going to win the biggest dick in the mouth freaking award when they give that out next year. You have teams that are actually going to lose or could potentially lose because they can't keep their players under control. Now, it's not been a secret that they were going to play in Qatar. They didn't call them the day before, but it's not like a military invasion. They didn't put them all on a plane and then tell them where they were going 5 minutes before they threw them out of the windows. Wasn't like that. A lot of problems with going to Qatar in the first place. The bribery issue was huge. I know a lot about, because I was in and out of those areas where people care about that sport. I care less about that than I even care about the NBA and everything. But at least, you know, the NBA is run by 8 or 10 rich assholes that just want to, you know, push their will on everybody. FIFA, who the fuck knows who really runs that, right? They would have, you know, they would have had this soccer thing in the Ukraine if they could have prevented certain missiles from dropping. So we all knew we were going to a country that was a strict adherent to Islam, which meant no alcohol, no girls, no nothing. And we've known it for a while. We know it's 120 degrees there. They had to air condition the building down to like 80 something. And the players are bitching because of the heat. They're used to playing, before I started this, Munich was about 60. So, hey, they'll be missing that heat in about 2 months, right? When the gas is all gone from Europe. Live it up while you can, boys. But the fact of the matter is, they're with the woke group who is supposed to be, you know, why do I have to take, make you take classes. We had the Kanye West thing. We've had the Kyrie Irving thing. They tried to catch up Dave Chappelle, but he was too slippery for them. This whole wokeism with its tendrils in various other woe is me groups knew they were going into this place. And none of the shit that they like goes on there. So here, when people are saying, well, the socialists are going to try to use the Islamics bolster their forces so they continue to fuck around with us in Europe and bring down Western civilization. Arab countries start to get smart, boys. You're not too bright normally, except for, I'm not going to say the one I like, but you're being used again. All the money in the world will not change the mind of these overeducated shitheads to treat you equally. They have no interest in your culture. They have no interest in your religion because they don't believe in religion at all. So if they don't believe in religion at all, they most especially don't believe in yours. Okay, you just happen to have the same conquest type kick that they do at the moment. So do yourself a favor and divest yourself of bullshit. Save yourself money in the long run. I mean, I can't imagine what it costs Qatar to put this thing on. And I think the Saudi Arabians gave everybody on their team Rolls Royces the other day. And I said, last time I was at the Rolls Royce dealership, they were $600,000 a piece. So there's money well spent instead of on an education system and water filtration, right? What you going to do? So, yeah, these things have been coming up. There's more going down, I believe, after the 8th or 10th, because I not that, oh, everybody's excited. There's a new website that's coming out down here, which is going to concern local news, local politics, meaning the Tri-County area, as well as the entire state of Florida. My area is Metro Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, which are the battleground counties for every major election because the Democrats are so highly infiltrated here. So this new site's called the South Florida Conservative. When they are done the beta testing, it's going to be out, I hope. I think they said that maybe the 10th or 12th of December. I got invited to do my little thing over there. And it's a no-cost site. It's going to have a lot of news service. They have a bunch of different things in there, and they're going to have interviews by actual people that are involved in the political system as it goes on. Instead of having to listen to somebody who's taken for granted that you understand everything, the ins and outs of the political system, they have like people who are running for a state representative here, or people who have run for Congress. There's going to be some national, international things. I'm trying to get that straight now. They have a couple more. We have a Spanish section. I think he said he's going to have there's going to be a Spanish language section, which is good for us down here because not everybody speaks English. But the conservative values do come across into a lot of that. So they're, and me, we're all pretty happy about that. And like I said, there's going to be a lot more people on there than me as they go along. So don't be like, oh shit, I don't want to have to put up with Frank again. But I'll have something on whichever site this is, which will have the address for it, probably around the 8th or the 10th. And then it will, that's a soft opening, I think you could say it is. And then once the interviews and everything else start to kick in, then that'll be that. Okay. So that's all I've got for you. And there's all kinds of other stuff. Ukraine showing its own people. At least they admitted it was them this time. They used the American weapons this time to do it. That's going to turn into a bigger nightmare. Check out any of you that are just doing this on your own, because that's the whole point of any of the videos that I have, is I'd like you to check it out on your own. It's easy to kill one person and stop the news feed. It's not so easy to do it when there's tens of thousands of people thinking critically on their own again, which is why I like those Tuttle Twin books for the kids, because the idea is to teach them critical thinking so that they don't have to become robots and work forever. Like, you know, a funny story, a guy who owns the owner of a very high-end restaurant up here in Palm Beach last night said in the next 10 years, he assumes they're going to have almost like fully automated service in, you know, lower tier places than his, because it's beneath the people in America to show up and do their job as a waiter or waitress. So it'll be like those sushi places you used to see in Japan where all the shit, I guess, comes around on a belt. I don't know. Or the old automat, if you remember Horn and Harditz automats. But that's a little old for some of you guys. I can see it because, you know, now that you see the deal, I think came out today, the president wants everybody shaken down. If you make more than $600 on Zelle or something like that, or some of these other cash services, he wants you to start reporting the money off of there. They're desperate for cash. They have no way to get it. And the thing is, they have to continue to oppress the middle class and upper lower class. And that means as people have had to go and do these second and third jobs, I know some people with four jobs, you know, they're not all, it's like 200 hours a day. They're little things they do wherever incrementally. But the fact of the matter is they're going to tax that. They're taxing the revenue on people who had to try to survive the COVID lockdown. Hurt us too, even though we were open faster than other people. We're a tourist state. Our weakness is always going to be the fact that they can turn the tap off whenever they want, and we will not have tourism. If President Biden stopped interstate travel, except for like certain reasons, we would be in the toilet in a month. We would have to go outside. We would actually have to, like, not secede, but we would definitely have to work on encouraging tourism through other channels, because the feds would have us at the airport. So we'd have to go back to see stuff. They don't have there's a couple offices, but they don't have quite the stranglehold on us there, which means that the governor would have to override federal agencies, which honestly, at this point he could, because nobody stops the illegals from coming in, right? So why would we stop the tourists from Spain? Makes sense, right? You're not gonna do their job, and we're at least gonna moderate ours with our police forces. And yeah, there's things that can be done. But why the hell do we have to think like that is beyond me. So, you know, there we go. And, you know, once again, fuck Elon Musk. Anybody who does what he does and then turns around, because, you know, I've already said it, but can't hit home enough. He gives you Trump on Twitter so that you will boost Twitter use, right? Because he realized he bought a bum with all those robots on there. He doesn't know who's real, who's not. Then he puts Trump on, but he won't put Alex Jones on, right? Now, you think they would let him do Alex Jones because Alex Jones owes all this money to everybody. The only way Alex Jones can make money is to generate revenue through being online, which I don't know why his lawyers didn't say that. Say, look, man, my guy's an online personality. What do you want him to do? Dig ditches? If you want your money, you have to put him on television or online. It's been done in the past. Best case scenario, if you read it, was Vince Neil of Motley Crue killed a couple people and fucked some other people up pretty bad in a drunk driving accident at the beginning of his career. And he was gotten out of jail because the attorney said, if you put him in jail now, he will never make the money back. He'll just become a degenerate. So you have to let him get out and go out and put out record albums and tour so that you can get the money from that to take care of your fucked up, whatever happened to that guy, brain damage or whatever it was. That was an actual case. Look it up. It's on those rock documentaries too. And I was like, the balls of that guy, right? There's an attorney I want working for me. And that would be similar to what Jones should have argued, that I can never give you that money. I can start to do it if you let me back on television or let me back on the internet or let me back on Twitter, right? Because at some point he'll beat that rap. Well, not unless we don't get, if we get another Democrat in 2024, it's pretty much fucking over. You know, start moving to countries that you'll never be able to vote in, but at least the dictator is friendly to foreigners. Something like that is where you'd end up having to be. This will turn into such a fucking war zone. It won't be anything to make it. Hellscape, whatever you want to call it. A once proud nation falls, right? So that's that. But yeah, Musk, by his own death, but when he's giving you these things, you know, now you've got a Twitter thing and Donald will be on there. And he's made rumblings that he wants to buy True. Well, I think if he wants to buy True, he needs something to come through from Congress, because now he's buying too many of one thing. And that may be one of the reasons. I'm not saying he was ever a Trump loyalist, but I would say if he is saying Ron DeSantis, then he has been talking to Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney, which is divest yourself of that Trump person, and we'll probably okay the sale of True to you as well, which would then allow him to shut off Trump later on from both Twitter and from Truth. True or Truth, I can't remember the name, I don't have it. True or Truth. But that's the kind of Machiavellian shit that's going on here. So they'll give you something to make you feel good this afternoon, and at the last minute, you know, they will take it when it's necessary. Right now, people can run their mouths all they want. They know the people that are going to vote for Trump are going to vote for Trump. They're trying to give you a soft alternative, which is Ron DeSantis. But I will tell you that Ron DeSantis will not survive a on-television confrontation with Donald Trump, because skeletons he's got, everybody has them, right? The only one who doesn't have them is Donald Trump, because they've all been drug out, reanimated, and put on television. The man right now is nothing that you can, you know, there's nothing that you haven't heard. Most of it's fake, but there's nothing you haven't heard, right? At least he's not molesting his kids like somebody else I know, because nobody followed up the ultimately best lead they ever had, which was in the Joe Biden's daughter's diary, where she mentions the house where she was probably molested. I did a video on it a while ago. Where are the real investigative reporters? I don't have the money to go do that. But I bet if you had $50,000, you could crack this case wide open, right? Sure, that guy's probably already committed suicide. But the way it sounds like it was more than one person, because you're talking about the last name and the house. Check it out. I did it a while ago. If you don't want to follow mine, the reason I'd say look at mine is because in the comments section, I have the links to the actual websites that are still carrying the complete pages of the diary. Look at the diary yourself, understand that, and go from there. So we got a little bit off topic, but you know what? This shit's important. So there you have it. Any idea? Like I said, once we get started with South Florida conservative. They're going to have a thing you can send in. They give you email or whatever. Give me an email. And you can send in ideas and things like that. We're hoping that I can get back down to a couple places in Central America, do some. We got a couple faith-based stories, which are actually very good. We can make them happen. Reporters are not generally liked in any type in Mexico and Central America. So I'm trying not to get my head blown off. You know, I got enough holes in it now. I don't even see the other one finally healed up from the Mons or whatever the hell that was, surgery. But that's all I've got for you now. Hope you all have a good weekend. And maybe around the 7th or 8th or something like that, we'll be back up. And then I'll have the information on the website for you. Okay? Have a good week. Starting now, right? Hope you can work off that big turkey dinner. Later.